time no see.
Long time no see. Oh my God. Dude, so our ladies missed a week last week, or not? Well, now we know that it's lots of ladies and gent. Mm-hmm.
Many gents.
Many gents. So everybody, hello. We are back. Hi. And we missed a week because why did we miss a week?
I feel like I'm on Sesame Street. I think podcast movement. Yay.
Yes. And we were so, I know, podcast movement. We were exhausted. We could have done it, but there was very little time to do much of anything, really,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
Right?
We could have done it Sunday. Yeah, there was, but you left at noon.
Yes, we could have. But then at the same, well, yeah. Then
We couldn't have done it any other time, though. That was the only time.
No.
Saturday, too busy because of Rob and meetings. Sunday was really the only time. And I tell you what, I busied myself in your absence, so.
Yes, and then, but here's the thing, too, though. Like, I was just thinking, like, what if we would have done it? What if we would have done it? Especially when Vivian and you were saying goodbye to me outside of the hotel. What if we would have just, like, recorded a really quick episode there? Because we were teasing that we were going to do that.
I was running to go interview Sarah from WNYC, though.
That's right. No, but what I'm saying is, what if we would have done it then? And then who would have gotten the...
Yeah, that
gotten the stuff,
up.
And then we still would have had to edit it and put the pictures and put it up.
Yeah.
And when would that have happened?
That's the point.
Right.
This is as soon as we could do it. It's Tuesday night after. You guys will hear this a week from now.
Kudos to anybody who puts an episode up like on time.
Well,
all you podcasters.
We don't have other things to do, I guess. Just kidding. You guys are just more dedicated than us, is what you're thinking. That's also not true, though.
No, that is so not true.
Dedicated.
I just think that there's just no time. They're really, honestly, even if we would have had a team, like a team just taking care of everything, we wouldn't have been able to.
A team?
We would not have been able to put it out. There's just, I mean.
Yeah.
It's too much. We still haven't even caught. Oh, okay. Anyway, speaking of that, we wanted to let you guys know because we worked our butts off to.
Agreed.
Get to podcast movement. Like right
and
now,
many of
I feel
you probably
like finally.
Did as well.
Yes, of course.
Did you see my list yet? Does it make you laugh?
I did. I was like, "What the holy?
Sorry,
it's insane." Sorry. No, it's pretty insane. There was a lot of little bits and pieces here, and then the thing is, I only went back a week though, Jess. When I did my list, I only went back a week. I didn't go back like.
Well, that's cheating because way before that, there's stuff that you do like 6 months ago. Like, for example, okay, but we don't even know what they don't even know what we're talking about yet.
No. Okay. You can go ahead and explain.
So Elsie and I thought since we did an episode about packing and what to pack, that the follow-up episode would be things I did to get ready for podcast movement. And so when I saw Elsie's list, it's like 8 things. And then mine is like 100. But it's not because she did more or less. It's because I put, like, even though, like, 2 months ago – like when I was out, I bought shoes that I knew would be good for this weekend. I counted that.
I would have written that down. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
you
can still do that.
I did do that.
You can still write it in.
I do that.
And then a lot of stuff on my list is stuff Elsie and I both did, like, you know, like did the outline for the workshop and like, you know, wrote this portion or wrote that portion. And, you know, I have like talked to Elsie about X, Y, and Z. We have all that stuff. But like that stuff counts to me. I know you did shopping.
Yeah, that's true.
I did shopping online months ago for this event.
Yeah, me too.
That counts. Stuff you did to get ready. It doesn't have to all be last week.
That,
you know?
Right. And it, that takes a lot of mind. It takes a lot of mind stuff.
I was on the
stuff.
Plane. I had a lot. It's crazy. I had an empty space in there where this workshop used to be. So
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's like I still feel like I came home and I was still like, I have so much work to do for the workshop. Oh, wait. It's done. Now I have so much work to do.
When did we start preparing for the, I mean, not preparing because we really just crammed towards the end to get the material, but when did we get that first, when was that first meeting after we said yes to Dan and Jared? Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Our first little Jess and Elsie meeting or our first meeting with that?
Yeah, the Jess and, well, because they reached out to us and then we kind of chatted with them and we said, yes, that would be awesome. And then we had to, you know, give them like what it's about.
Yeah.
And
here,
I think
I can
that's
tell
when we had to cram, like it was probably when you first created like
workshop
we had to give
podcast
them,
movement 2015. That was created in March, 2015. That's when we created that folder. Okay. And then, like, the I'm looking, like, the monetizing, like, streams of revenue, like, expense. I'm trying to look and see, like...
Because we had that, I remember we had a little meeting between Jess and Elsie meeting where we had to do like, what is this going
to
be about?
We have a to-do list from February. Oh, that's not for the workshop. Okay, never mind. No, it was probably March. We probably started in March.
All right. I think it was like a month later.
Probably.
That we had to come with that. What we did is we came up with the concept and sort of the title in a very general outline.
And then I started the sponsor folder in MoneyCast in like June 4th. So I created that folder June 4th and then like June 9th, made a list of the sponsors. June 11th, tried to create a package. Man, I shouldn't have waited so long, but that's okay.
Yeah. And I think but you know, also what we were doing too, is that there was a point there when we first started to get the workshop together that we didn't really have, we just got together and we sort of figured a guesstimate of what it would cost. Mm-hmm. For us to possibly offer our ladies stuff. So we got a ballpark mm-hmm. figure of what we thought we would need to provide what we wanted for our ladies.
Yep.
And I think that maybe after we did that, we should have probably started to approach sponsors then.
Oh yeah, way long ago. But I didn't know at the time when we talked to Jared and Dan. You and I had decided no sponsors. It wasn't until later when I was like, "How are we going to afford this? I guess we should get sponsors for it."
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because it's just all of a sudden we're like, "Let's get this. And let's get who's paying for that?"
Right, not us. So not I to the fly. So yeah. So yes. So next year we'll know to do that much sooner, and even maybe I could start now for next year.
Yeah, but you know, but here's the thing though. The one of the reasons we didn't pursue it right away is because we were in the middle of teaching first a mastermind and then podcasting school for women. So that had us like from basically from week to
precedent.
Week.
Precedent, yep.
There was like no.
There's no break. There Am was I no working break. You too hard, Elsie? No. Is that what you're saying?
No, you're not. I'm just saying we are all working ourselves too hard.
Do we need to slow down a little and not have something for a little bit? Or should we just full speed ahead it and see how far we can break our brains?
I don't know. I'm torn because I'm kind of like,
Maybe just one day of nothingness and then jump back in. Well, you'll be driving tomorrow, so you kind of are forced into that.
Yeah, but tomorrow I am helping with... the Libsyn webinar that's happening too already. So I'm still kind of in the throes of doing that stuff. Yeah. In the car. It's happening. It is happening.
Wowzers.
It's happening. So anyway, we just kind of wanted you guys to know like all the little things that it took for us to get ready for Podcast Movement. But the way Jess and I, it seems to me at least now from seeing ourselves like work together for a while now, we tend to really get things done at the last minute.
But some people... And Aisha, remember went to Podcast Movement, but Aisha Tyler did say, I'm the kind of person that works better under duress. Things get done more, things get done faster, the more things. And Elsie, I find that at least together, this is the case with you and I. I don't know if you work that way yourself separately. I do tend to work that way separately, but yeah, together we get things done faster when we're under the gun and under a deadline. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I think we do. And I do myself. Yeah. Well, I try not to, but it doesn't quite work out the way that I want to usually. That's not my thing. Yeah. Like I don't want that to happen, but usually it does.
And just to explain how that works, it doesn't mean procrastinating until the last minute and then bang shit out. What it means is say yes, and try to attempt to do so many things that really your whole day is, this has to be done by tomorrow, this has to be done by tomorrow, this has to be done by 2 days from now, this has to be done by 2 days from now. And then you say yes to another project, but it's going to be until October. So then that goes put off till September because all the stuff you said yes to in August is happening right now. And it's August 3rd already. And oh my God, we have to do that in 2 weeks. Like I'm already there with the thing we agreed to do with Parviz. That's the 18th. Yes. Today is the 4th.
Well, we're recording on the 4th. You guys will hear this for another like week or so, another 7 days or no, 5 days.
They'll probably know
so,
about the Parviz thing before they even hear this. I tried to guess.
So no, it's pretty crazy because we are pushing forward, and we're constantly looking. And here,
it's
and here's
exciting.
The thing too,
I love every second of it. Don't you?
It is exciting, but here's where I feel that it's a challenge, at least for me, because I remember like saying like, when are we going to do this deadline so that we could get the presentation done, so that at least that's out of our heads, yeah. Right? Because at first, my first thought is that the notebook that we passed out in our presentation was going to have kind of like more guided,
yeah.
You know, like points inside it. But then we realized that we weren't going to be able to have the material done. So that would
be
yes, right. Exactly. So then like, it was just like, okay, so we're going to just make it empty.
That's
and that is what is going to happen.
Why we wanted to make it empty. I mean, yeah.
No, afterwards true. It wasn't, but go ahead.
But also yeah. When it was time for me to be like, okay, I'm really going to get this workbook done so we can go to print, what are the questions we're going to have? Then I started thinking, like, it wasn't because the material wasn't done. It was because if we only give them a workbook with guided questions, they won't use it all weekend, and I wanted the extra marketing buzz. Did you not realize that? Did I never clue you in
well,
on
no,
that part?
Well, no, you never verbalized that to me, but I did think in the – but then at the same time, the reason that I started to think about that, it totally worked. I think it was awesome.
I can't believe
awesome.
I never told you. Who did I say that to if it wasn't you?
I don't know. You didn't
say
it to
me. We didn't talk much last month. I guess that's true because there were a couple other things that I was like, okay, we have to say goodbye. And you were like, no, I don't. And I'm like, no, you do though because she came to see. Yeah, I was like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
No, this person's here to see us. Oh, really? Oh, I never told
you. Yeah, you didn't tell me that.
Oops. We were doing our thing. You were doing your thing.
We were just, yeah, we were like running around doing crazy stuff. But I mean, it ended up being pretty awesome there. And also in terms of getting the presentation done, I remember I set a deadline, like I physically said it to you and I said, I will get this to you by Monday, or at least for myself. I know you're not like, you need to get this. Like you didn't say that.
I even
said
follow
that.
Up
and
you
I said,
say,
I,
like, where's the stuff you said? Yeah, no, I don't even remember.
That's
you
what I'm
me
saying. I said, that's what I said, that I was going to do it because I needed to do it for my own sanity. And what happened is
not that
Hunter, not that. Yeah. There were so many people who ended up kind of getting in my way. Number one, my girl got sick.
Yes.
Like Hunter. When
rashy.
Hunter got sick for, she had a fever and all that weird rashy things. Like she had roseola of all things. I guess that's like a, you know, infant illness, but it, and she's like almost seven and she got it and it really freaked me out. And it was like 4 days of being unable to really, truly focus on anything other
than
my
daughter.
That's when
that's when Elsie thought she had scarlet fever. Remember
yeah,
that?
That's when I thought she had scarlet fever or she had meningitis.
Right, meningitis.
Or she
right,
had
that,
like,
you're right. That was the first one, meningitis.
Yes.
And I was like, what'd you do, suck on
and
a
then
pipe?
You kept going like, that's a heat rash. But it wasn't a heat rash. It was roseola.
Thank God it wasn't scarlet fever, though.
Hello. And so then all of a sudden there was like another, you know, then I had to watch my other one and I thought, oh my God, the incubation period is like 10 days, which means that right when we're going to Pittsburgh, my little one might get this, which is going to suck because I'm going to be flying. But anyway, thank God that did not happen. But still, that was the catalyst for me not following through because everything was pushed back. And then it was the car business, dude. I mean, honestly, like I was like, I'm going to be working on this stuff. And then we had to, that day that I was going to just focus on working on it, we were going to go to the supermarket to shop, to get the stuff done for our trip to Pittsburgh, as well as stuff that I needed to have in my bag. So I always had food with me so that when I traveled, cause I wasn't going to have a chance. And as we were coming down the mountain, all of a sudden, as soon as we got down the mountain, we had a flat tire. So there we were stuck in like 90 degree weather. And I'm like, this is going to take a long time. So Randy's like, you guys need to go inside. This is going to take a long time. I was like, oh my God. So the poor guy's like sweating outside and it takes him over an hour to get that done. And then after that, obviously that's like an hour that put us back. And then I started to get worried. We're driving like for
10 hours.
I don't know how many. Yes. The next
basically
day.
Basically in a rickshaw
happened.
With a engine.
Yes.
At this point, you guys, like, honestly, it's amazing you didn't just get some oars and start pushing the van, like, from the, you know.
Dude.
Just row.
I'm telling you that. And so then we did stop in front of a coffee house. So we were inside the coffee house and I did get a lot of stuff done in there and I was still like kind of focused on that. And then when we started on the trip, I finished it on the trip there at the beginning. So but the trip was heinous. That trip was insane.
Yeah. Hopefully that won't happen again.
Yeah, I thought we were never going to meet.
So it was remember awful. The story? I know I haven't told our listeners, but I know they know that my daughter's in rehab and that she's been in and out of rehab for a couple months. But just to give you a perspective, our workshop was on July, I want to say 31st. Is that right? Or 31st.
Yes.
I was leaving on the 30th.
31st.
So originally she had gone into rehab for alcoholism, but her addiction got worse. I guess because when you relapse, sometimes you get in a little deeper and deeper and deeper. And it also depends on who you're in rehab with. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I found out that she had gotten from alcoholism to IV drugs. And I was supposed to go visit her in Fort Lauderdale and celebrate her sobriety. And instead, I had to cancel that trip and arrange basically her kidnapping. I sent my ex-husband, I know you know this story to somewhat level. I sent my ex-husband, canceled my flight, canceled my hotel, set up a flight for him to go down there, tell her that there was some emergency back home that she had to get in the car with him and drive her 18 hours home. And I was like, Rob, you really want to drive a detoxing teenage female home in her own car? And he was like, my pleasure. I'm happy to do it. So like, but do you know when this was? You probably don't remember.
It was a week
before. It was the week after July 4th. So this was when I was supposed to be working on the content. This is when this is why all the sponsor stuff, like I had just pitched sponsors and I had a month left and everything was going smoothly. And then a whole week, because it took them 3 days to drive home. I think they got lost in South Carolina. But anyway, to make a long story short, by the way, she's doing fine actually now. She's been sober almost 30 days and she's about to do a step down and she has not tried to run away from this rehab. And she has taken medication so that she cannot feel the effects of heroin or she'll get violently ill if she drinks alcohol, which is a very mature decision, I thought. So yeah, she's doing pretty good. But to make a long story short, like you had the Hunter thing, like all that happened the week before we left. And then when I was supposed to be organizing and getting stuff done, you know, at the beginning of the month, that stuff happened to me. So it was almost like I felt like a salmon. Wait, which one swims against the current? Was it the salmon or is it the tuna? Either the salmon or the tuna.
It's a salmon.
Swimming against the current with this thing. If it were had to have gone smoothly, I could have booked everything, got everyone's ad, and started on the stuff by the 15th. But that's really when my head came out of my butt because I had to find her a new rehab up here and make sure she was detoxed and visit her and take a class on how to deal with my addict because that's what they need in order for you to visit them. And it was like a whole to do. It was a whole shaboob. Right. In order, you know, and I mean, that's the things you do for your kids. But it was like, I fit in that, you fit in your thing. And then, yeah. So that's why we just thought that's not even on the list. I didn't even put kidnap my child on the list of things to do to get ready for this event.
And you know what? Really,
yours isn't on there either. Like take care of Hunter, worry about Tire. You should have put the list.
I put flat tire. I didn't put the Hunter thing.
Mechanic, sit in coffee shop. All that stuff's important.
Because this is the other thing too. It's like we were not particularly in sync with our small or large and small calamities.
Nope.
Because your stuff was happening,
and it's not like you can just go to the doctor. You live an hour from civilization.
And of course, it happened.
How are you gonna do that?
It happened like at the end of the weekend.
Right, so of course her fever started on Friday. When you can't go anywhere.
Yeah,
you can't even Skype a doctor then.
Yeah. No. So then I had to wait all the way till Monday.
Scary, for sure.
So it was like super bizarre and very, very challenging to do all that stuff. But still, you know, we got it. And I think that that's like the multi-layered approach to how we take things. So whenever we put stuff out, it becomes so clear and it needs to matter so much because
otherwise who would do
look
it?
At the stuff we're look at the stuff we're giving up. I mean, I remember sitting up like trying to and my internet got all freaked out and weirded out again.
How many times did that happen in the last 60 days where we were trying to teach something or, you know, and you had to fadoodle with your internet and call them and yell at them and harass them and whatever. Yeah.
And just do almost everything and then also
restart.
Ordering the ordering the, what do you call it? Our cards at the last minute, where it was like, I remember I was sitting on my computer and
why didn't I think of that?
Does this matter? Remember when I was telling you, does this matter if like that's totally cut off?
Yes.
Elsie, I was such a like, screw it, screw it.
Yeah, she was, Elsie wanted to know when I did the design for her business card, if the information really did have to be in the safe area. And basically, I know just from not thinking it was a big deal 10 years ago or any other time that I've printed that, like, I mean, unless you don't want the full website to be on there, it's got to be in the safe area, because what they're saying basically is we might cut it here. So yeah. If you like this information in the safe area, it needs to go. And it worked out, I think, right? So yeah,
it totally worked out.
Nudging it because I couldn't see what she, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right. But it's still, but all I'm saying is that I was so tired because it was like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was, and I'm like sitting there trying to upload, download, trying to buy. When are we going to order? What is it going
to
send?
What's funny is that I spoke to her more in the last month via Facebook message than I probably did all weekend. Like in person.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. We've been speaking till like midnight every night for a while. Anyway, that's just what you do, I guess, right? That's what we got to.
Yeah, but we did do a crap ton. Oh, and you know, for you guys just to know, in terms of the back ideas, you should have heard us trying to buy the, because we got gifts for the She Podcast little workshop that we did for the day. We got gifts for our ladies, and so it was this back and forth of, you know, trying to, okay, how about this?
Well, because we had decided at one point, I forget why.
Well, we decided, but there was no way to get the gift that we wanted delivered.
Well, and have it customized. Because, of course, I can't just have a nice gift. I have to put my flipping logo on it because I'm such a marketing nerd. So I shipped myself 30 things. Oh, that's part of my list, though. But, yeah, I shipped myself. Yeah, we'll get to that when we just go to the lists.
Yeah, well, you can start with the list, man. Go ahead and you do your list. I'll join in with your list because you have more stuff.
That part of it is, well, all right, I'll just start with the beginning, okay? Because that's actually, the parts might be at the end. Okay, so first, months and months ago, I decided I better redesign the She Podcast website because I don't want to show up a podcast movement and have this lame older site that I designed like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it's terrible.
It's awesome, by the way. She's done
it's still
fantastic.
Not fully finished because I still need to do the directory, but at least I have enough to go on for now. So we redesigned the SheP website, and then Elsie and I decided that we wanted to have a separate company for pitching more corporate type clients and seeing how that goes. So we started a company, J&E Media Consulting, and I designed that site so that we could have web cards for that site. Because we didn't want to show up and be like, so what do you guys do? And then there's like nowhere to tell people where we go or what we do. Okay. Then I wanted to launch the MoneyCast because I really wanted to have that done by the time I went to Podcast Movement.
And you pushed through that. I was very impressed.
I pushed through, but I only did 3 episodes. I still have 2 more that I never got to. I meant to do the other 2 before I got there, and I just couldn't. I could not do it. But because of the whole kidnapping thing, probably. And then also, by the way, it's not really kidnapping because you have to actually hold someone for ransom in order for it to be a true kidnapping. So those of you who are thinking I'm a criminal, it's not true. I'm not a criminal. Oh, also, I forgot to tell you what I did to get ready. I slept with Dan and Jared last year. Did I tell you that?
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Just kidding. We're all very happily married, not to each other. No, that was a joke. But I thought it would make you laugh. Okay. I mean, because really, if you're going to do a workshop at Podcast Movement, that's a really good way to go, eh? Just kidding. Okay. So then I secured sponsors, or at least pitched sponsors, emailed sponsors. I forgot to put together the media kit for the sponsors. That's not in here, but we put together the media kit, which meant that Elsie and I had to go back and forth between what we were comfortable selling our soul for and what we weren't. That was a whole conversation. Like,
that was a whole conversation.
Here? And remember, logos here. Do we want logos here?
Yep. And the first iteration, I remember when you sent it over, it's
a mess, right?
It had the stock photography for those other, it was the same girl for you and I.
That's right. You were like, who's that lady? And was that there on purpose? She's wearing sunglasses. I don't like that. It's funny. I forgot about that. That was funny. Okay. I designed cards for Elsie and I for the J&E Media Consulting. And then I did Libsyn cards for Elsie just so that they would look nice. And then I ordered the J&E cards for Elsie and I, and then Elsie had to order her own lips and cards because of them. Then we ordered chocolate from Amazon. Then I received chocolate from Amazon. Then I tasted chocolate from Amazon. Just like
that. And I longed for chocolate from Amazon. In fact, you said that we bought them out.
We did buy them out. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's crazy. Ladies, don't get mad, but Ocho is not my fave. I'm not going It's not my favorite. I would take a York peppermint patty over an Ocho peppermint one anytime.
Dude, I am so in love. I'm so happy. That's why I gave it to you. That's why I have like
pounds
of candy.
It was in my hotel room for at least 48 hours, and all I did was scowl at it.
Oh my God, how could you? I'm so in love with the Ocho candy.
The caramel was...
Yeah, I'm not interested in the
I love Yorks. Anyway, okay. So then we researched and ordered the battery packs. This is the part she was talking about. Then I sent myself 30 battery packs. Then I unwrapped. Now it's a comedy because... They couldn't just come and have me stick a sticker. No, they were sealed on all four sides of the box because two's not enough, right? So it had to be a sticker north, south, east, and west of the box, which my husband had to slice with a knife, peel them off, open it up. Then the stupid thing is shrink wrapped on the inside because it's going to get hurt from those four stickers I get. So then he has to unshrink. Yeah, so he was helping me. We made an assembly line.
Oh my gosh.
30 battery pack. Then I slapped the logo on. I lined it up with the half moon. We put it back together. We put them all back in the box. Then I take the box to the post office once they're labeled, and I have to overnight it. So now it's costing almost more. No, it didn't. It wasn't anywhere near the amount. But like, it cost money for me to overnight it because, of course, I'm doing that. Because, of course, Monday of the thing, Scott goes, "You can't travel with all those." And I was like, "Why not?" And he goes, "Where are you going to put them?" I guess I hadn't really thought about it yet. And he was like, "Yeah, you're going to have to mail those." So yeah, I shipped them to myself, get to the post office. They say, "Oh, well, if you want to do it for $45, they have to be in our box though. The boxes are over there." I unpack all of them. I put them in three boxes. Then she tells me they're the wrong box. They have to be this other box. So then I have to unbox them again.
Oh my God.
And then they don't fit in the second box that they want me to put them in. So then I have to box them all back in the original box and send them to myself. So, okay. Then I,
And she's swangry, people, by the way. I'm getting texts from her where she's sweaty and angry. I have a collection of swangry pictures from Jess.
Yes, ma'am. I was very
that. You know what? If we ever have like premium content, Jess, if we ever have like membership, there will be swangry pictures. People will have to pay.
I don't sweat unless it's under duress. I do not force myself to sweat for any reason. I don't exercise. I don't hang out in the heat. That doesn't happen. So if I'm sweaty, I'm also angry, hence swangry.
Yeah.
So yes, I was swangry. After boxing it one time, I was not sweaty. But after the fourth time, I was sweaty. It was annoying. And then, in order to get those stickers, I had to set up a new printer and go buy the labels and then put the labels on the thing. So yeah,
God.
I had to go to Staples, print them out twice because I did it wrong the first time, you know, whatever. And then stuff the battery packs and then the whole thing. Then I designed some of the ads for the workbook we did. I collected from the other people and then I designed the workbooks. But we, you know, in order to do that, and you did this too, like we researched quotes to put because
we got a different quote
because we can't just print the same quote on all the pages because that just wouldn't be going above and beyond. So we have to do a different inspirational quote on every page of the workbook, which by the way, we thought to do at the last minute.
Yes, it was like, let's do this.
Ready to print. And Elsie was like, it would be pretty. And I was like, great. let's research them. So she gives me like 20 for 40 page.
I didn't know how many you needed. I could have kept going.
Philosophy basically. So I did funny ones in between I had 20 hanging around anyway, so it didn't matter. Order the workbook. After researching 8 different printers for the workbook that could get it to me on Tuesday by Thursday when I got to Texas, end up printing it at a Texas printer so I could just go pick it up. Then I ordered myself my own battery pack, different from those battery packs in case we ran out of those battery packs, and an iPhone tripod and sent those both to myself at the hotel, and a camera adapter. That was months ago, though, that I got the camera adapter, but still it's something I did to get ready. Then, you know, I wrote the expand portion myself. She wrote the evolve portion herself. And then the No, you did the empower portion of yourself. We did the evolve.
Empower, you did part together. Expand and
evolve. She started the evolve. I finished the evolve. Then I created the keynote theme for She Podcast. Then after I had the whole thing and I thought, man, this is kind of naked. Let's make it funny.
Oh my God. Then you spent.
Then I spent 2 days researching and adding memes and GIFs on each slide so that no matter what slide went up, something would be funny on the slide. Which,
oh
I mean,
God.
Again, not something I thought to do 3 months ago because I thought the content would be enough. But then when I was looking at the slides and finishing the slide deck, I was like, this could use some memes. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, but how could we do the memes before
no,
the content?
You can't.
That's right.
Not. But that doesn't mean I didn't stay up till 2 a.m. amusing myself the night before our presentation.
Yeah, but that was even after I hung out with you because then we should definitely
out.
Talk
she
about
didn't get
that.
Until 11, so of course I'm going to talk to her till 1 a.m. Because why wouldn't I? I haven't seen her in a year.
Right. And that's like super that's important. We so we were like, let's go work.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Let's work. Yeah. Right.
I remember what we were doing, right. but we were not.
Oh,
working.
And then also, like most of you, I downloaded audiobooks, research audiobooks, downloaded them, research movies, downloaded them, deleted the audiobooks because I never listened to audiobooks and I wanted the space for the movies. And then charged everything, the battery pack, the iPad typewriter, which never did fully charge. I didn't get to use it. The iPhone, the computer, dyed my roots, got a pedicure, and then, you know. Throughout the last...
Wait, tell them what happened. You dyed your roots and your face.
Oh, my God. It was all over my face. You know, I'm not used to dyeing my hair myself with short hair. I used to do it with long hair all the time. But, yeah, I got dyed. And apparently, my housekeeper had to use bleach today because I got it all over the bathroom. I didn't even know. And almost my kids. Did I not tell you this? Yes, I did.
No.
When I had the dye on my head, I brought him downstairs to see if I think somebody was at the door. I wanted to get him a bottle or something. And he bonked my head with dye on my head. And I had to run
his head in the sink
because I was like, he's going to be a brunette. Oh my God. Because he's blonde. It's not like you wouldn't notice. The kid is blonde, super blonde. So, like, I was having a panic. I was like, oh my God,
baby.
I dyed his right head. Oh my God, he's going to be a brunette. Yeah.
Dude.
Really, what I was thinking was, Scott's going to kill me.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
He's going to look ridiculous in pictures.
Like, what's this on
looks
his top of his head?
It looks like
oh
a birthmark. It was just a slight little boop, you know, because when you carry a baby and they're wiggly, they jostle. Anyway, whatever. Also, you guys don't know this, but I gained 30 pounds on purpose just for this event.
Mm. Oh, did you?
That's
pretty
why,
impressive.
That's why.
That's very impressive.
That's why I look like I ate your twin in all our pictures. Just kidding. That's a joke. I know. Dr. Ginger told me I say just kidding too much.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's time. No more JK. Maybe you
should
just say JK.
Because the listener knows.
Because we know. Dude, we know you're kidding.
Well, then, all right. I think you're right. I'm not kidding.
If you
fine,
didn't.
Then. I actually did gain 30 pounds probably. It just wasn't on purpose. It was probably eating feelings.
Dude, it was. But it was so much,
was
though. I mean, we've been so busy. There's been no stop. Whereas, you know, I mean, come on. Like, I lose my appetite. I lose my appetite when I get really stressed out. I lose my appetite no matter what I try. It's
yeah,
like,
I didn't see you eat for a good 24. You know, normally
this
before an event, all I do is, like, shop for shirts, shop for shoes, shop for makeup, get my hair done. I had no time to do any of that. I basically dyed my bathroom and... I had no time to do any of the normal, like, Lottie dying that I do before an event just to, like, I want something that makes me feel pretty. No. In fact, the shirt I wore for our headshots, which wasn't too
important,
had a stain on it that I had to Photoshop out.
I know. I did not know that. I was like, I didn't even see it, though. But
wow.
You know, I guess you saw it after.
Like, what kind of schmuck doesn't notice? That's what kind of care that I was putting into my personal self. Because I was doing all this other stuff. I had no personal care regimen for this event whatsoever. And it probably showed. Okay, so let's hear yours.
No, I totally agree. Well, I don't have as many things as you did on this list.
I think you're not counting a lot of stuff.
I didn't count a lot of the stuff that we did in the prior, you know what I mean? To start like prepping for all the stuff. I did guess the, you know, in terms of the sponsors, just to add to the sponsors, to reaching out the sponsors, it was like I reached out to Boschok. And so Boschok. And Libsyn. Well, actually, Libsyn I didn't because I went to Libsyn and my boss wasn't
right.
there. So I didn't really follow up
That's
with
right.
Libsyn. But at the same time, after I didn't follow up, then all of a sudden we had sponsors. So it was like, then I just kind of was
But every
like,
time I said research printers, research, Elsie was doing that back and forth with me. I don't just research and find a printer and go, all right, it's all done, Elsie, la-di-da. But the whole time she's on Facebook and I'm like, shit, this one won't get there till then. And then she sends me a link and I go, okay, that's a good, I mean, it's the whole, it's hours of us researching.
Going back and forth, back and forth.
It's not like you're supposed, your list is shorter. Doesn't mean you weren't there for most of the stuff on mine, because you were.
Well, I was going, it was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth the whole time, trying to make decisions. Yeah. And I think that that really does take a long time, especially when it comes to like, when you were sending me all those pictures of the battery charge things and then all those pictures and we're like, well, that one's blue. Well, this one's orange. Yeah. Which one should we? Well, what about this? And it's just like, Jesus. But it does take a long time. So yeah. So I did a lot of that stuff too. And plus I was with Jess.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, but I did mess up. I mean, with the food, I took care of a lot of the food.
I basically was just like, here's where we're ordering from. Ready, go.
Yeah, and it was like time to chat to the lady, make
the menu,
decisions.
I mean, all I did was kind of because I honestly couldn't even
approve it.
I couldn't wrap my head around how to. I've planned two bar mitzvahs, but I have never done a corporate lunch. I have no idea how to order, what to order, how much. That's so out of my element for some reason.
Yeah, and you know, I had, but at the same time, what's interesting too is that it's like one of us does something, but then the other one has to approve it. So it's always like this, and then approval.
Yep.
And then we can move forward. So the food stuff that was really, what was so hard for planning some of this stuff is that we didn't really have a final count.
And we weren't able to get one ever.
Yeah, that was really hard. I think that was really tough. That was perhaps the hardest thing because we didn't really know how much to order
of anything.
And of anything. And so we sort of kind of guesstimated because that's right. What you do. And especially with the food stuff, I just thought like how much should we order of this stuff and how much is going to be enough? Cause part of it is, we're going to have to talk about the waste anyway, but I just didn't want, I was not caught up. It was so funny. I'm like, I don't want to waste any food. And then you were like, I don't want to have people not be able to eat, not there
also,
to be enough.
They'll just bring to go. I said, plus we can't eat it. I'm thinking we're going to be able to eat it the whole afternoon. The people just keep going up and getting what they want and leisurely eating. That's not what happened.
That's not what happened. Should we talk about that now?
No, I want to finish your list
a little bit. Okay. So anyway, I ordered the food. We had to take care of the food. We had to make sure that we had all the menu and all the information going out to her. And of course, things fell in through the weekend. So anyway, and I also had a little fiasco because I did order t-shirts for Libsyn, which I totally messed up and I had them delivered a month late. Oopsie. And so I had to cancel that order right when we were about to do the She Podcast workshop. So I couldn't even follow through with any of this. Thank God Crystal was there. And she, you know, also we are coworkers and friends. And she was there to kind of help me do that while I was teaching at that time because I wasn't going to be able to deal with that.
Right.
So did you see that? I said on my list, I say final ordering of the stuff and all the random no-go. In
between
because it's exactly what we were doing the whole time in the business cards. And I had to clean up like crazy because we had a guest coming to our house.
Right. So you had to basically clean your whole house. Was something I did not have to do because
So I had to clean the entire house. I had to do all the laundry, you know, all this stuff for people who are going to stay, like somebody was going to stay in our house. So I needed to clean it like more than usual and leave it clean. Usually that's not the case.
Right.
And, to make sure that everything was all taken care of from that perspective for him. And, just to let you know, oh my God, I felt so bad. So the first night, he was there two nights before we left. And so we set up a tent outside cause there's really no other place.
I was just going to ask you, where does someone sleep when you guys are there and you have a guest?
Yeah. So there's like
put them outside in the yard is what you're saying.
We put them outside on the deck overlooking the mountains. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot and everybody loves it. And it's a great place to go camping.
By the way,
so anyway,
I would not love that.
But here's the thing. They have to put like the flooring, not the flooring, but you know, like wood on the ground so that, because right now the deck is not finished. So every time somebody goes up there, we have to put the wood p- panels on the ground, and they have to be put in and secured so that the tent then can go on top of it.
Why don't you just and leave so, that part there and call it the deck?
Well, because that's not, it's not a proper deck with those panels are not really the proper panels.
Okay,
but anyway,
okay.
So we started putting in, but our guest decided to help Randy, and Randy's was, of course, he's been building this deck. He knows this deck inside and out. He goes on the deck all the time, but our guest decided to help him, and he was so in awe of the place and talking and looking at the mountains and everything. He fell through one of them. So he fell through and he didn't know how far he was going to go down. It was only like 5 feet. So if he would have just allowed himself to fall, it would have been better, but he had no clue. So he, you know, was like, oh, and he tried to pull himself up, and he basically landed and he pulled, we think one of his pectoralis muscles.
My.
So he was in pain the entire time.
Oh my God. I shouldn't laugh, but that's hilarious.
That was like so sad. I felt so bad for him. So he comes in here to spend some time by himself, and then he like breaks himself. So he's basically in pain the entire time. So anyway, I know,
nice.
Right? But then afterwards, you know, he got to sleep in the house when we left, but still. And then, of course, the trip to Pittsburgh was perhaps the most heinous trip we've ever had, because I could tell you, like, the tire was off. Like, one tire was really big, the other one was small, and I was flipping out. I'm like, this van is going to break. We're going to be stuck in the middle of West Virginia.
That's scary.
And we won't be able to make it. Well, you got all my texts. I'm like, we're
going to die. I was scared
die.
For you, but also I felt like it was karma for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I sort of feel like maybe this will be the last time that we have to travel 10 miles so Elsie can go somewhere.
I know. That's what you were
I mean,
saying.
I'm not
that's
saying it's
intriguing.
Karma for you, but I am saying that, like, it's possible that he won't want to do that again in order for you to be able
All
to
right.
travel. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
All
he
right.
will want to do
it. It makes sense.
Also,
makes sense. It
and
could,
this could just
could
be
happen.
Some crazy talk, maybe mom and dad could visit you.
Yeah, well, that just happened like the month before.
Oh.
So, you know, so
still.
It was like, eh, still, no, I
still,
get it. I get it.
You were doing a full day presentation. And before that, you have to clean your house, secure a guest, put them in the yard, drive 10 hours, and then take 6 flights to get there.
Oh my God, that flight. I put that down, that
yeah,
like bad choice of flight on my
that
end.
Was-
Yeah.
Never again. Let me just tell you something. The only reason I feel bad for you about that is because I have learned that lesson the hard way. I have learned that I do not go, I will pay another $100 if it means not, you know, a shorter travel time. Because 7-8 hours of travel will make you want to kill yourself by the time you get there. You can't do it.
Yeah. And I actually thought I was going to get stuff done. And of course I didn't, because none of them were like, that second flight, I did not realize what it was for Southwest.
Minutes?
It was like, well,
oh,
no. It said 4 hours. Like, you know, when you buy it, like, it didn't say this. When you buy it, I said, like, oh, change planes, whatever. I'm okay mm-hmm. with that. But what was not clear in when I purchased a ticket is that that second flight that says 4 hours, there was a stop in between in New Orleans.
Okay.
So then, like, when you took off, then it landed, and then you stayed on the plane, and then it took off again. So you really didn't – you had 4 hours total time, but you didn't have, the 4 hours,
two hours
you're
where
flying.
You're taking off and landing.
Exactly.
Never
so then
again.
You couldn't really do
right.
anything because there was no real time to actually get anything
right.
done.
Never again. That I have
yeah, so
made
that, was
that
like,
mistake
ugh.
Before as well, where I'm like, oh, it's okay to have two stops when really, yeah, it's.
It was, I didn't know that was
I had
it,
one
so.
Stop this last time. I stopped in Houston and then I went from Houston to Philadelphia. It's still, I got on the shuttle to leave the hotel at 8 a.m. and I walked in my house at 7. It is still 11 hours of travel.
Yeah.
Because you have to get there 2 hours early. That's 2 hours in addition to where, however long your flight is. And then it's like at least an hour before you can, whatever, get your bag, get your shuttle, get your taxi, and then come home. So it's like you have to add 3 hours onto every travel. So that's why your traveling was such a nightmare, because it was already a nightmare. And then you add every other bullshit
thing.
And
I added more. Yeah, it was crap. It was crap. So, I mean, I've learned that in the past, but you know what it was? Again, I go back to the last, it wasn't the last minute. It was that, we talked about it in our other episode. It was like, you know, the decision fatigue, because it was one of those things where I'm like, there's a point in your brain when you're preparing for these things where you have to, you know, when you were doing all the research of buying to see which thing to buy, it takes a lot of energy to go back and forth on different websites. Yeah. And I remember I started doing research on flights and I was like, this one, would this one do? Look, let's look at the times. Let's look at this times here. And there came a point where I was like, I can't sit here for another hour. And continue to research.
This is why my husband is good, because he has way longer of a stamina for that stuff than me. I will research two places and then go, okay, what's easier? I can't take this anymore. I don't care if I have to spend, I'll spend another $100 to not think about this anymore.
I think that that's why people get assistance.
Yes, it is.
Because spending time trying to figure all that stuff out, and rather than somebody saying to me, if I could just say to somebody, I would like to leave like in the morning on Saturday, you know, something like that. That would be great. And if the fastest I can get there, the better, like, you know, something like that. And then have somebody just, and make it, you know, and of course the cheapest possible.
Right.
And then spend as much time as you want to figure it out. And then give me options, like in terms of time and prices, depending.
Well, I already booked my hotel for next year.
Oh, did you?
Didn't charge me anything.
You
I don't want to not maybe have a room, because people are already buying their tickets. I don't know. It's, you know, it's like FOMO fear. It's like the hotel booking is already on the website, and it kind of made me panic. Like, oh my God, what if they're sold out? I don't want to stay somewhere else in Chicago because I don't know Chicago. So I just booked it. I don't think they charged me anything. I just gave them a credit card. I don't think anything, because I didn't get a receipt. I would have known, you know?
Got it.
So I just booked it so that I have.
Maybe I should do that.
Might as well. I booked it, and actually I booked it, you're going to laugh, but I booked it like the fifth through the 10th, because Scott's always wanted to go to Chicago, and I think he might want to come with me this time.
I
thought, if it's over the 8th, that's like a Friday. Why would I leave on Saturday when we have the whole weekend to like pill around Chicago? And we might do something on Saturday for She Podcasts.
Yeah, so it depends. So totally depends on what.
Once I figure that out, really I can always modify it. You can always make it less, but you can rarely make it more. So I just booked
what
I
did. I
booked it for as many nights as I could. Yeah.
I totally did that. So, I mean, I didn't do it for this year,
last
for the last, for this time, for Podcast Movement Mia. I just deleted a day there. But in terms of, like, you know, this is something else that I don't think guys maybe don't plan for, but I remember there were certain things. Oh, because the pictures. So, the pictures that we took, we had headshots that we're going to take in, and there were certain things that were like, we want to have, what do you call it? Solid colors. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't really have solid colored outfits. Like my dresses are all generally lots of patterns. I love patterns. I love colorful things. And we couldn't really wear that. And we decided we wanted to, at least there were many color choices, but I didn't have any nice tops that were solid colored. Like they just weren't. I don't have the option to go to the mall and start to put things on. I just don't have that option. So then all of a sudden I started looking at, you know, I do a lot of my shopping online. So that's how I started to do it. And I searched for a dress and for a top that would work for me for Podcast Movement for almost a month. Like every night I would look around. Nothing would hit.
Really?
Nothing would hit. Yeah. For almost a month. Just all of a sudden I was like, nah, no, I don't like that. And then finally I did decide, it was like the end of June. It was June 24th actually. Cause I just saw, the only reason I know that is because, I just looked at what do you call it? I just got, I also had to send these outfits to my in-laws' house, which is where we were coming, because they wouldn't send it to my house, cause they don't send it to a PO box. So I didn't even put these outfits on. So anyway, the only reason I knew was that I ordered on June 24th and I got this top and this dress and I just prayed that they fit.
Yeah.
And that they would work.
Yeah. I mean, and again, now that I know in advance, if we're going to get our shots taken, I'll be thinking about that from now until then. Cause I don't want to do that last minute again. I didn't have time.
No,
by the time
it's too hard.
I thought the whole time like, oh, of course I have something that I was going to wear. And then when it came time to like trying it on or figuring it out was like when I was packing, that didn't work. I need to do that way further in advance. So if I have to go shopping, I have time.
Totally. And thank God the shirt worked. I mean, it fit me and that was nice, but I still wanted, really wanted a different color, you know, but whatever. And my dress that I loved that I wanted to wear more, like, I don't know. I wore it for like two and a half hours. Then it was,
I think I wore mine like 40 minutes.
my God.
Because I mean, and I never even wore the second one. Right. I thought I was going to wear it to the party, but I changed my mind. And just figured, I'll just wear what I have on.
That's right. I was outside. That's where I went. We went outside with Kate walking around. So nobody really even saw my dress, which is, of course, you wear it to be seen, not to like go hide out in the streets and sit at a, you know, talk to your like best friend for like 3 hours.
Right.
But anyway, so that was my dress. But anyway, so what were the biggest takeaways that you got from Podcast Movement?
Yeah, you're not the first person to ask me that, huh?
You're the one that asked me to write that down.
I did?
You said to me, write a list. Yes, you did. You said, write a list of the things we did and then write a list of your biggest takeaways. And that doesn't include the Podcast Movement stuff. That's like the stuff that you learned from doing this party to going on this trip. And I was like, okay.
At
like
the time, I had something in mind. Oh, my biggest takeaway is never plan a lunch for people in a hotel without checking with the hotel to make sure they allow lunch from outside places. That is by far my biggest takeaway.
That is the biggest lesson we learned. You are correct.
My second biggest lesson is I was really grateful. I mean, I know you guys had asked in the She Podcast group, should I email people or should I just like Facebook message them? I was really glad that certain people I had asked permission to enter. What I did was I did a email with the subject line, permission to interrupt. It wasn't, let me have a meeting with you. It wasn't, can we catch up sometime? It was, if I see you, can I just grab you and ask you quick questions? And I made sure they were quick. And I got 10 interviews with like what I felt were like Bobby and Betty big deals because they were prepared. And when they saw me, and actually some of them, Cliff Ravenscraft, both Cliff and John saw me and couldn't talk to me right then, but made a point to circle back with me. Like John came to find me.
That's great.
Because when the first time I interrupted and he couldn't do it right, then he's like, I'll meet you right back here at this amount. I mean, it was so much easier than planning and where are we going to meet? I'd never been to the hotel. That's really hard. Yeah. So those of you who are going next year, I know sometimes we have to plan meetings and stuff like that, but the people who I planned to meet and have a meeting with for an hour, I didn't regret meeting those people, but it was so much harder to get a time, have it be a time that worked, that didn't coincide with one time I made a meeting right in the middle of Marc Maron's keynote. And I was devastated. Yeah. So yeah.
Cause you can't relax into it. Yeah. And that's,
I could have just done that when I got there, it would have been so much easier. So that's my big takeaway. That's my biggest one anyway. What about you?
I think that oh gosh, for me, it was sort of like that, but it really was about organizing yourself. So if you have to really stalk who you want to meet, or you have to be very clear about who you want to meet. So instead of thinking like, oh, I'll catch up with them then, to be very, very clear about the people that you really want to touch base with and say hi. Mm-hmm. Before you go there, because that way you'll have like an extra radar, because if not, you'll lose track.
Yeah.
And something that, actually in one of the keynotes that was said, Roman Mars said it, and he said, if you save people's time, you're doing God's work.
Right.
I thought that was like really, really, really perfect for a lot of different reasons there, because it's true. People's times, like especially, I think at something like Podcast Movement, if people are walking, especially during the convention part of it, like the days from, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever, that time, if you are approaching people the way Jessica did, it's great. It's perfect because you can go in, get in and out and go. But if you go up to people at that time and start to want to get to know them and learn about their life, that's not the time. It stresses me out because there's so many other things that I have to do in terms of work that I don't have the time there to go like, so how's your life?
Right.
That's not the time to have that kind of a conversation. And in fact, you know, the time to do that is when you go to the party or when you show up to other people. That's when you can sit down and really relax and really do a lot deeper dive in those meetups. But don't do that to people it's really great to be able to go up to them and, hey, what's up? It's so great to meet you. Love this and that. Yay. You know, and it's just so much better, because I think for me as a receiver of people wanting to have time with me, it's so much better if you just go in and out with somebody, because you can really connect with somebody in a few minutes and then go.
Yep.
It's that people respect you for that. I respect you for that. I know that you're coming in and I will see you again. I will see you again and I will remember you. But if you hang out with me and you're constantly there, it's very hard for me to get anything else done. And I feel rude to be turning around.
But it's different for you because you're at a booth.
Right.
Like I don't have this complaint necessarily because for two reasons. One, I could pretend to go somewhere.
Right.
And two, you were really stuck standing somewhere is the problem. And because of that, I think, like people who did want to meet you and spend time with you would hang out to try and get that time with you, not realizing you weren't going anywhere and you couldn't go anywhere because you have a job. Right. Whereas like for me, I could just be like, I was pretty good at ending those types of conversations with, what are you doing now? Because what that means is, let's go do that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're very good at that stuff. No, you're really good about that stuff. But you're also really good about, but even you would come up to me and then you would be, no, that you would really, you totally knew. And there were like a lot of our she podcasters who were really good at that. They were around, but they were not
bothering in my face.
You know what I mean? That's different. It's something like, hey, what's up? And then like, there was like a, I don't know, that there's always an ebb and flow during all of this stuff. And I also noticed that if you really do want to hang out with somebody that's like at a booth, like myself, know that when people go in the sessions, nobody's in the hall.
Right.
So you can, that's when you can come up and hang out, and you really can. That's like a total tip. You can really hang out.
That's how, by the way, I got to interview Mark.
Exactly.
That's how I got to interview
you
Mark.
Never know.
It was during John's keynote and I came up to see Elsie at Libsyn and there's Mark just hanging out all by himself at the Libsyn booth. So I was like, I'm going to ask that dude some questions because no one else is here. Da, 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 da.
Exactly.
So it worked really good.
And that's such a great tip because it's true. It's like, that's when I really got to like meet some of the she podcasters and get to know them better. That's when I got a chance to sit down and have coffee and have my pastry and eat with them as well and not feel like I had to perform or anything because nobody's there. It's so great. It's so great to do that. So that's a great tip. If there's a keynote that you want to miss, then it's time to hang out and really get to know all the people that are not in there. It's so great. There's a lot of people that tend to hang out outside that are not interested in the keynote that are really great people to talk to. Like Mark Maron.
Holy shit. So and on that same note, it was actually part of our presentation that, cause part of the evolvement was to make, to make really good connections. And my advice besides like, don't eat by yourself and that kind of thing was skip sessions and hang out in the hallway. Cause I think when I started doing that, the first time was at New Media Expo 2014. It made a huge difference for me in conferencing because I was at a point where I was just like, why do people go to conference? None of these sessions are any good. Oh, I know. It's because, the people you want to talk to more often than not are skipping sessions and hanging out in the hallway. Oh, who knew?
Totally.
Yeah, I know.
usually it's the old schoolers, guys. It's like it's the people who don't go into the sessions or don't go into the keynotes are the ones that have been doing this for a while, and I'm talking for years. Mm-hmm. And there are usually people who you would love to hang out with and talk with.
Yep. That's so cute.
It's usually that's like the trick. It's like, we'll just stand in the back or just standing in the back going in and out.
Because why is that? Because why would I go? I don't need to go to Katie Kremitzos's, no offense, because I love you, Katie. I don't necessarily need that session on how to build a successful Facebook group. I know that hers has 20,000 more people in it than anyone I've ever run.
Yeah,
but I'm still pretty psyched up about the, and I know she used some of my groups as an example. And that was enough for me. Like, I tried to get in there just because I wanted to support her and it was standing room only. Hello.
I know. That's awesome. It's fantastic.
But I just mean a lot of those sessions, once you've been around for a while, you don't really need them. You're not going to learn anything you don't already know. And that's probably something if you did go this time around, you learned. It's like, if you've been doing this for a while, you don't really need those build your audience ones because you've probably tried all that stuff already because you've been doing this for three years.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's absolutely true. And now here are like some of the biggest, I guess, takeaways that I kind of already did know. And I want,
more of,
I just want to like, not more of, but like to really keep this in front of mind. And I think that it was mostly because I was so stressed out going there that I didn't really have the full time to prepare, you know, the way that I did. Like, I remember when I went to NMX the first time, not in 2004, in January 2004, I had a very clear, like, I knew exactly what I needed to do to take care of myself. I had spent time figuring all that stuff out. Whereas this time I was like, holy crap, I don't know. So anyway, one thing that's really important for me is that I need to have more water. Like, I need to have more to drink with me all
I did feel extremely thirsty there, but I don't feel that way at every conference.
And it's not, I think it's mostly because I have to talk so much that I need to have more water, and it just needs to be there. I just need to have it. And I think part of it is the fact that even when I went to NMX the first, like I said, the first time, and even the time before that, I made a point of going to the grocery store and buying gallons of water. I never did that this time, or making sure somebody had gallons of water for me. Like, I actually, that was part of my process. I remember when I first landed at NMX in 2004, I literally left the hotel and I found out where the closest grocery store or corner store was.
Yep.
And actually I never got to Whole Foods, but I did get to the closest like little, you know, drugstore area, whatever. And I brought back water in my backpacks because I knew that I needed them.
Yeah.
And
I remember that because I landed with
haven't done that.
You and I was like, let's go hang out. And you're like, no, I have to go to the grocery store. And I thought you were nuts.
Yeah.
I did.
I know. And I did not do that this time. And more like throat things, like something like healthy throat stuff to help me. And, because I really, it was so necessary for me to have it because it, and even because, Kate is the one that gave me what I needed to do, for my throat. It was some of those like Oterra or what is it? doTERRA little things for your throat. And that saved my butt because honestly, I don't think I would have the voice that I have right now if it wasn't for that. Even it was just insane. So those two things were so huge for me, so huge. And also, you know, again, finding the closest grocery store so that I could have some snacks there that I could eat all day long rather than not eating, which was not a good idea because I didn't want to go sit down and like the idea of having a plate of food really turned me off. But if I would have had more snacks,
that's funny that you say that because I was very inspired by your little snack bag that you carried around because
I have my
snack
bag. This
particular venue did not have easy access to food and every meal was like $20. And
yeah, totally.
I was finding myself wishing I had a little Whole Foods bag of salami like yours. Because I was like, man, if I had thought ahead and brought salami and cheese and crackers, maybe I wouldn't be starving all the time or stuffed. Or, I mean, like I ended up having to spend, because Sunday I had lunch with Vivian and we ate in the Cast Iron, but they were doing Sunday brunch and it was like $30. And I couldn't eat that much. Like I wasn't there to eat. I had to rush in and like get a prime rib and then rush in. It was like ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You can't just get a sandwich. It was hard. The next year, I think, will be better. But anyway, every year's better than last year. It's just how.
For me, I think those things are vital. I need to have that. It's vital for me to have that kind of stuff because if not, I don't function properly. And I just found out like on that Saturday, the Saddle Ranch? What the heck? That night when we went on the bus.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Stockyards.
That night was called. Stockyard nights, whatever. That was really great. But I realized that my only dinner was like a couple of chips and guacamole and a little piece of chocolate cake. And that was not enough. You know, because we moved from one thing to the, because you ate at the meetup. And I didn't eat at the meetup because I forgot my key card.
I had to go. I was starving because I hadn't eaten all day.
Yeah, right. No, I get you. I get you.
First meal that day because I just didn't have a thought. Oh, I'll have breakfast when I get down there. And then I got busy and then I got busy and then I got busy. And then I was like, if I don't eat, I might pass out. That's why I ate at the meetup. Did you not eat at the Stockyards or did you? No, you didn't.
No, I didn't eat at the Stockyards at all. And I did have lunch because Kate was so sweet and she got me a salad. So I had a salad. So I did have that for lunch. But for gosh's sake, man, I didn't have anything else to eat. And then I had a glass of Prosecco.
Yeah, all right.
And then I had a beer over there. And it felt like I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm like having alcohol for dinner today. Bad. This is so not me.
Same.
This is
I had a pina colada just because I needed calories. Yeah. It's okay. I'll take it just because it has fruit. Just anything. Feed me.
Dude, I'm telling you. So anyway, that was it. So those were the biggest takeaways, is that I need more water and I need something for my throat. That's super, super important for me. Yeah. Big. And nonstop flights. If I can get a nonstop flight, that's the way it's going to go. Because Jesus.
Yeah.
Honestly. Oh my God. So
no,
good.
Not good.
Yeah. Any takeaways for you other than that? And we're going to wrap it up.
Be more personal. Aisha Tyler said something about being more personal and reach to get more personal and more vulnerable. And I felt like she was speaking to me because I can't tell you how many people came up to us, or at least to me, and said how much they appreciated the last couple episodes and how we were talking about our lives and the things that we struggle with, which is, you know, just as good as talking about what's going on with mid-roll and stuff. But like, for me, that was it was sort of subconscious, but I want to be more conscious about being more vulnerable, because she said, you know, dig deeper, be more personal, give more of yourself. And I don't know, I kind of agree with that. There's been personal podcasts that I've wanted to do that I just haven't done, just no reason whatsoever, just because, you know, I always focus on something that's a little more surface, I guess. Yeah. And I don't know, I think I'm going to try and give more of myself. So good luck, listeners, if you're going to.
So good luck. I know, right? And we're going to be chatting about some of that stuff actually probably in the next episode, because I don't think we have time to dive into this. But we will talk about the whole experience with our pictures, right?
Oh, God, Jess? Yes.
So, so you guys are going to, you have to listen up next week. You have to
talk about Jessica and her giant insecurity. And how she defense mechanisms with humor.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good. So you guys are going to, and we would love to hear from y'all. You guys have been, you know, it's been amazing already to hear from so many of you guys and to have you there in real life. I mean, we're so thankful, particularly for, you know, to our sponsors for making it possible that we were able to at least start to provide what She Podcast can. In a live setting, because again, if we would have had even just a little bit more planning time, we would have been even like more stellar, but you guys made it really,
it was
incredible.
Fun.
Thank you so much for showing up. Oh, it was really, really fun. What I'm saying is like,
no, I wasn't I just being see defensive. The potential. I meant, you know it was I mean? Wonderful. Yeah. I was so happy to meet all of you. Yeah.
It was so great. So, so great. So you'll hear more about that experience very, very soon.
Thank you to everyone who came up and said hi. Thank you to everyone who told us what you thought. Even if you didn't tell us what you thought, just for saying hi, saying that you listen, saying that you like it. I cannot tell you how much that means to me. And I'm sure I'm sure I speak for Elsie, but it was so meaningful to get to meet all of you in person. Even if like somebody like Shel Hamilton, who I never actually got to sit and have a conversation, but I just got to like feel her hand on my arm for 2 seconds as she walked by like 8 times a day. We didn't really get to talk, but like it was so nice to just be in the same room with you guys. We didn't, you know, even if we didn't get to like connect on a personal level, it was nice to just be in one place with you. It was really great. Just that. To know that you were there and that we were there. We were all there together. It was so great.
We were all there together.
Yes. So thank you guys so much.
Totally. And if you have any audio feedback that you want to send to us, you can always send it over to feedback@shepodcast.com or you can use speakpipe.com/shepodcast. You can just leave us your voice there and we will play it, because this is really, really all about community. Thank you so much for everybody. I mean, I was blown away by so many things.
We'll probably talk about it 18 times until Christmas, just so you know.
Oh my God. And more stuff coming up. So thank you, everybody. And thanks again to our sponsors. And you will hear from us again on a regular basis.
Yay!
Bye.
Bye.